Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny, 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi, I'm Diana, and welcome back to another episode.
好，那足球世界杯开始了啊，在接下来的一个多月时间里面呢，我想球迷会非常辛苦，因为现在有48支球队参加比赛，很多球赛可以看啊。那今天我跟 Diana 呢，也要跟大家分享一下来自于足球的很多有趣英语俚语。那同时呢，我们也包括了一些比如boxing 啊，比如 golf 啊，这些可能你平时不那么注意，但也贡献了很多俚语的运动。
That's right. So with the FIFA World Cup underway, we want to share a list of sport terms and idioms. This one starting off with some soccer or football terms.
好，那首先这个 soccer 反正就是美国用的比较多啊，要跟美式足球就橄榄球区分开来。For the rest of the world, 大家还是讲 football。好，那 Diana 今天来自足球的 idiom 我们给大家准备了哪些呢？
The first one we'll start off with is hat trick.
帽子戏法，这个我想大家都很熟悉了啊，意思就是一场比赛 same player 一个人进了三个球。
Exactly. So the interesting thing about this term though is that it actually originated from cricket.
哦，真的吗？它是其实源自于板球，板球我觉得我们真的挺陌生的，就是一些英国和以前的这个英联邦国家，是吧？ Cricket is still popular
right.
in those places.
Exactly. In the late 1800s, I believe, there was a player who was able to dismiss three batters in a row. I guess at this time, it was pretty uncommon for that to happen. Afterwards, his fans kind of pulled together some money andbought him a hat.
Oh, 1800s, 那200多年前了。
Right,
就反正有一场比赛、
yes.
里面一个球员就打特别好。一场我刚听你意思好像就三次很成功的防守之类。然后他的球迷、
mm-hmm, yes.
粉丝就是一起花钱给他买了一顶帽子是吧。然后就从这个 story、
right.
现在也 apply not only to soccer, football, 但其他的那种要进球的项目好像只要 the same player scored three times 都是叫 they pulled a hat trick.
Right, so even though most commonly it is used in sports, in general, a hat trick would just refer to you doing very well three times in a row or somehow being able to get a promotion 3 years in a row.Doing anything great, three times, you could just, in general, call that a hat trick.
那它常搭配的动词，比如 achieve, 然后 pull, 是吧？
I think most commonly it would be pulled a hat trick or pulled off a hat trick, maybe even achieve a hat trick.
好，那非常不容易的事情啊。另外一件我觉得也不是那么容易，但是它是 opposite, 就是一个 failure.
Yes, so for example, scoring an own goal.
乌龙球，所以中文说这个乌龙啊，就不是什么乌龙茶，跟我们这个乌龙 tea 没有关系。它其实就是从英语这个，就根据 own 的发音这样翻译过来的。因为我之前还真的研究，我说为什么要叫乌龙呢？ Any relations with 乌龙 tea? 还没有，就是 own, like own goal.
Interesting. So basically, scoring your own goal is never a good thing. It's usually a mistake you make, pretty big mistake that is bad for you. Yes, bad for you, usually also bad in general, right?
而且好像在这个日常生活中说，哎呀，自己搞了个乌龙球 own goal 的时候，就本身你 situation 蛮好的。比如说你在公司表现都很好，你很有机会今年 get a promotion, 然后你们公司弄了个 party, you got drunk, 然后就开始说公司人的坏话之类的是吧、
oh. Right, so in this case, we could say getting drunk at the company party was a total own goal.
对，好像常常在句子里面会说 it was such or it was a total own goal, 是吧？
Right. Or you could just say that bad-mouthing their client was an own goal.
好，那今天最后要介绍的一个足球俚语叫做
move the goalposts.
好，那 goalposts 就是足球比赛那个球门，你应该就固定在那儿的，对吧？你不能把这个门老是移来移去，
right.
不然别人永远踢不进。
Right. So when you talk about, you know, someone moving the goalposts, it's usually, for example, the project scope keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know, you can say like, oh, they keep moving the goalposts. It becomes more and more difficult to complete the thing or to achieve, you know, success, or it's just really hard to finish this project because it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
而且它有一个不公平的意思 ，right? It's unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
因为你原来跟他说规则 rules 是这样的，然后你如果变了这个 totally unfair now.
Definitely an element of unfairness, and also like it wasn't expected at the beginning. It was kind of added as this process was drawn out, or the project kept getting longer and longer.
没错。好，那接下来呢，我们要看的俚语啊，是来自于高尔夫。其实我是真没想到 golf 贡献了很多我们日常生活中常用的说法。
Right, so starting off with probably the most famous idiom from golf, hole in one.
那这个是 perfect 啦。真的很少发生是吧
Exactly. Hole-in-one is used to describe a situation where it wasn't likely for you to succeed on the first try or in one try. So this is definitely kind of like, oh, wow, that was a really unexpected success.
他这里 emphasize 的就是你讲那个好像第一次尝试就成功了。接下来我们要看的这几个表达呢，其实都是高尔夫的一个很重要的概念，就是标准杆
，right or par,
par, P A R。那在日常生活当中呢，你可能会听到一件事情做得不太好，做得不太符合标准，它叫做
subpar。
Sub, 比如潜水艇哈 ，submarine 就是 below 的意思
，right。And par usually means like average or expected or below standard or acceptable standard. So just not good enough.
所以这个常常来形容什么就表现 performance 或者成绩
Right. You could say their performance was subpar this season. Usually they do a lot better. So this wasn't what you expect of them.It also indicates that it should be better. You either have experienced a better standard, for example, or you have heard from others that it should be better.
没错。好，那除了 subpar, 我们还有一个叫 on par.
Right. So, of course, this means that you are at least reaching what is expected or standard.
那这个用的时候好像常常后面要加 with 这个介词。
That's true, yes. You are on par with someone else or on par with, you know, the industry average, for example.
Or even on par with the best in the industry, 是吧?
That's right, right. So saying that you are as good as the best is also a huge compliment and says a lot about the quality of something.
诶,那既然有 subpar, 有没有 overpar 呢?
No, we wouldn't use that.However, we do have par for the course, which means what is expected or normal within a given situation or context.
Okay, 就是一种常态，对吧？就是 what should happen is happening.
Right, so for example, in the restaurant industry, people often pull very hectic dinner shifts.That's going to be par for the course. Anyone working in the restaurant industry knows certain hours are going to be crazy busy.
好，那看完了高尔夫以后呢，我们最后还有两个运动的俚语要分享。第一个是拳击，我觉得虽然它不像那种足球啊、篮球啊，平时我们看的这么多啊，但它贡献了很多常用的 idioms.
That's true. Actually, I wanted to start out with the first one that kind of caught me by surprise, and that is workout.Like going to the gym or getting some exercise in, this term originally came from boxing.
Ah, 所以是拳击，就是 boxers, 拳击运动员。他们如果要 exercise, 他们会说什么 go for a workout.
Right, so this was the original term of like a training session, but specifically related to boxing. And now we use it in general for any kind of workout at the gym,at home, you know, whether it's cardio or weightlifting, we can all kind of call that a workout.
对啊，我们平时素人就是去只要运动一下都是 I worked out,
yeah.
I had a great workout today, 是吧？
Exactly.
那接下来的这几个我觉得就听着比较 specific 是来自于拳击了。比如说在拳击里面有一些地方是不能打的 right?
Right. So if you do, this is considered a low blow、mm. or usually going to be like below the belt.、yeah. That's like illegal, like a cheap shot, but the low blow term comes from boxing.
它的意思就是你就是使阴招对吧就像你说的 cheap shot.比如说大家都在竞争可是会有一种规范嘛 right? There's some kind of standard. 但如果谁用了一招是那种特别就不好的不应该这样做的 that's like a low blow.
Exactly. And in day-to-day life, we usually will call something a low blow if it's unfair. If you insult someone and it was nothing under their control, they were born like that, that's kind of a low blow.
好那接下来还有一个就是拳击里面嘛我们会听到铃声铃铛。
Right, so this other phrase is called saved by the bell. And it essentially means you're in an uncomfortable situation and something happens where you can basically move away from that situation and you get saved by the bell.
好那我们最后的一个来自拳击的说法呢Basically, 一种 give up, 是吧？就放弃，认输。
Right, so you could throw in the towel to signify that you have given up, or you admit defeat.
这个 towel 就是毛巾，在拳击比赛里面哈，他如果毛巾，这个 boxer 毛巾丢进去，就是说我不能再打了，我输了，对吧？
Exactly. And a lot of times this happened because the boxer's coach saw that they were unconscious or they just could not get up. So they are basically giving up on behalf of the boxer.
但这个在日常生活当中你一定要说是我 I'm giving up, 我 admit 承认自己失败还是比如 你就不想在这边工作了你辞职 If you quit, can you say I'm throwing the towel?
Maybe if the situation is, hey, I keep trying to do something and get something done, but I'm not able to, maybe quitting does mean throwing in the towel. But on the surface level, if you say you're throwing in the towel, it doesn't automatically mean you quit a job.
而且它就是里面更多有一个输掉是吧 lose, defeat 的成分。好 that brings us to the end of the show. 最后几个 idioms 来自于网球。
Exactly. So our first phrase is the ball is in your court.
对因为在网球比赛当中有两个 courts, 是吧就一个但是是两边。
Right, right. And the ball is always going to be in one half or the other. So it's either in your court or their court. But when the ball is in your court, it means that it is your turn to make a decision. The other,party is kind of waiting for what you will say, yeah, or what you will do.
因为通常就是别人已经 maybe they've given you their offer, now the ball is in your court. So they're waiting for your response, basically.
Right, or if, for example, someone gave you their number telling you to call them, the ball is now in your court to contact them, call them or text them.
特别约会的时候对吧、
mm,
就是别人对你有兴趣、
yes.
给你他的联系方式 Now the ball is in your court 好那在网球比赛当中呢如果你直接发球得分 That's called an ace 在日常生活当中、mm. You can also ace something
Right And if you ace something Whether it's an interview or a test It means you did extremely well
所以比如 exam right Studied hard and then you totally aced it
Mm-hmm, right.
好的那今天我们最后要跟大家分享的这一个俚语呢我觉得也特别适合在我们今天节目最后结束的时候用。
Right, and that is game, set, match.
对因为在网球比赛当中最大的这个 match, 对吧就是一场比赛。但是呢有些这个比赛是你要打五盘然后五盘三胜或者打三盘三盘两胜所以这个盘就是一个 set 可是每一个盘里面又有小的局就是 game
Right, so when we use this phrase game set match we are typically referring to something that has been drawn out and is finally complete or finished
就 we're finally done 的意思
Exactly, just like we are now at the end of this podcast episode.
game, set, match, Diana, 还有我们的听众们。
okay.
好，今天的分享就到这儿。好，那讲到世界杯，其实根据赛况，我们也接下来我觉得还可以再做一集啊 ，more specific related to the FIFA World Cup.
That's right. So make sure you stay tuned for that episode.
对，那非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Until next time, bye.